Solomon, what do you have to say today about the starvation of children in Gaza?
You're a self-hating Jew, right? Is that what you are?
I was asking,
hate Jews?
I am a Jew, so yeah, I'm certainly
you hate
not.
Jews, you love Hamas.
Well, I asked you what you think about the starvation.
You guys are
of
domestic
children.
Terrorists. You support domestic terrorism. Right,
that's also silly, but on a more serious note, do you have concern about the starvation in Gaza?
I
know you love Jews. We all love
Jews.
What about the children who are starving because Israel has not let in food for the last 2 months?
What about all the Jews that have been murdered by Hamas and civilians in Gaza? You guys are disgusting.
Okay with the collective punishment of 2 million people.
I support the Jews all around the world, even you. You're self-loathing Jewish.
And we're seeing where the brain shuts down in people like Congresswoman Mace, where they are seeing what's at the bottom line at the end of the day for them and the buddies that they identify with. And they don't care about whether, I mean, Ben-Gvir recently made a comment to the effect of that he didn't mind having, or he did mind having all these Palestinians in prison, but he would much prefer just putting a bullet to the back of their head and getting rid of them. So this is the thinking going on, and I'm sure Mace would approve of that. Absolutely. Just like starving 100,000 people doesn't bother her, and probably either killing or forcing to leave their country of 2 million more Palestinians will be just fine with her. And quite frankly, I mean, these people are sickening. They really don't belong in any deliberative body by any in any sane country. But this is a kind of a representation of the fact that we've gone completely around the bend in the United States when it comes, particularly when it comes to control of Israel by many of our government and other processes in the state.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal, that if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Some government lies, don't you know? They're trying to kill us all, don't you know? Chemtrails in the sky, Roundup in the ground, fluoride in the water, and we and the people are just cannon fodder. High fructose corn syrup, red number 40. High fructose corn syrup and red number 40. High fructose corn syrup and red number 40. Fake meat, fake food, all poison to me and you. Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all, Pork Chop here. Hey, where do all these political whores go to learn how to speak double talk and newspeak? I've been wondering that. Now all the damn Trump people is hollering for tariffs. Tariffs and Trump and Trump and tariffs. The worse the economy gets, the more they'll cheer. Tariffs, more tariffs, please. If you wanted to screw things up, you couldn't do it no better than Donald Trump's doing right now. Now, we know that all the signals from the economy is that the economy is going down like crazy. Take a look at all these charts.
They say, how are firms responding to tariffs? And I would rephrase that and say, how are firms responding to the weakening economy that we had before the tariffs, which the tariffs just made even worse. Rapid downward revisions to earning expectations, new orders falling, CapEx plans falling, inventories rising before tariffs, which means an inventory glut, which means they've got to drop prices just to get rid of that inventory because they don't want to have the storage cost of keeping it over the long term. And now they get to the specific data in the charts, which I can really appreciate. So this is a chart showing sharpest decline in earnings outlook since 2020. Next one, new orders are collapsing as manufacturing. Sharp reversal in corporate CapEx spending plans. Cost pressures increasing, prices paid rising. Now, these are from the manufacturers themselves. And so what's going to happen here is if their costs are increasing, they're going to try to pass that on to the consumer, but wages aren't going to be going up because the unemployment rate is obviously going to be going up. You have a glut in labor, and therefore the consumer isn't going to be able to afford those higher prices. And that's going to lead to the manufacturers dropping their prices after they raise them and then laying off workers. New orders in contraction territory in March will decline further in April. Inventories rising rapidly. We just talked about that. CEO confidence declining. And I'd like to point out this is a bigger decline than we saw during the Cerveza sickness. China, U.S. trade coming to a stop. This is the container ship count departures from China to the United States. No surprise there. So how are consumers responding? Consumer confidence at record low levels, front-loading purchases before tariffs begin, tourism slowing, in particular, international. And this is all true, but is this exclusively a result of the tariffs, or did we see these trends before Donald Trump even took office in January? And I would argue the trends were already in place. So they start off with a chart in this section of the report where it shows consumer sentiment declining across income groups. Consumers very worried about losing their jobs. Look at that spike. Again, it's higher than what we saw during the Cerveza sickness. Record high share of consumers think business conditions are worsening. And this is higher than the Cerveza sickness, higher than the GFC, higher than any time going all the way back to 1980. And I'd like to point out that usually the soft data with the labor market is a leading indicator for the hard data because the people being surveyed have a better or have better insights as to what is really happening with job opportunities in advance of the people that are taking the survey or in advance of the unemployment rate actually going up. And here's another just shocking chart. I mean, they're all really quite jaw-dropping, but this one in particular, the share of credit card accounts only making the minimum payment is rising. And then we see delinquency rates rising in credit cards, and they conclude the charts by showing a decline in cash purchases of homes.
So as you can see, no matter what they tell you, oh, the economy's doing good, and small businesses are doing good, and all that. There's layoff after layoff after layoffs coming all over the place. What did UPS said over 20,000 people were laid off. Now, when the last time you hear UPS is laid off? And look at the car dealers is having a problem, and all the tariffs are just messing up everything, and nobody knows what's going to happen. And even they're saying, look here, if the tariffs keep going on and on and on, it's going to lead us into a recession, and I think we're going into a recession anyway. But the Federal Reserve has got to print more money, and it's got to make more debt, and Trump has got to play along. And that's why he wants low interest rates. That way there's more debt created. And that ain't going to fix nothing. It's just going to make things worse. Lower the rates, the more the debt, and the worse things are going to get for me and you, because they're trying to kill me and you and get rid of a lot of people on the planet. And it'll end up with be the haves and the have-nots. And you and I are in the have-not crowd. Remember the Doge thing and the Fort Knox, and they was going to Fort Knox and they was going to check out the gold and make sure all the gold was still there and everything? Whatever happened
to the Department of Government Efficiency, you probably haven't heard of it, which is now waging war on government waste, fraud, and abuse. And Elon is doing a great job. We love Elon, don't we? He's that guy, he's that character with his son, X. We love X. We're also going to Fort Knox. I'm going to go with Elon. And would anybody like to join us? Because we want to see if the gold is still there. We want to see. Wouldn't that be terrible? We open up this Fort Knox. It's got it's just solid granite that's 5 feet thick. The front door, you need six musclemen to open it up. I don't even think they have windows. Wouldn't that be terrible if we opened it up and there was no gold there? So we're going to open those doors. We're going to take a look. And if there's 27 tons of gold, we'll be very happy. I don't know how the hell we're going to measure it, but that's okay. We want to see lots of nice, beautiful, shiny gold in Fort Knox. Don't be totally surprised. We open the door. We'll say, there's nothing here. They stole this, too. Now, we have a very corrupt group of people in this country, and we're finding them out.
Whatever happened to that? Ain't nobody said nothing about the damn Fort Knox no more. Where'd they have to go? And then remember the Ukraine thing? I was going to end the war in one day, 24 hours, I end the war.
We're president, and I say this, I will end that war in one day. It'll take 24 hours. I know Zelensky well. I know Putin well. I would get that ended in a period of 24.
You can break that deal.
100%. It would be easy. That deal would be easy. A lot of it has to do with the money. A lot of it has to do with the military, you know, that we're giving. But I would get that deal done within 24 hours. That war has to be stopped. That war is a disaster.
He'd been in there way more than 24 hours, way more than 24 days. He'd been in there way over 100 damn days. And the war's still going on. What the hell? He tells you one thing, do another. But hey, Trump is a genius. He's playing 12D chess. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. It's a controlled demolition. It's a war. It's self-inflicted. Trump says Ukraine's not his war, it's Joe Biden. But Trump was in office in 2017 all the way through to 2020. While he was building up the Ukraine with billions and billions in military equipment. Now the Zionists are all freaking out and they are losing the war of ideas because of their genocide over there in Gaza. And Donald Trump is supporting them. And the truth is, their genocide is burning through the lies that they have been cultivating for decades.
A majority of Gen Z have an unfavorable impression of Israel. And my friends, I think the reason for that is that we're losing the digital war. Okay, they're getting their information from TikTok and whatever it is, and we're losing that war. And when you think about it, the masters of the universe are Jews. You know, we've got Altman at AI, we got Zuckerberg, we got Sergey Brin, we got the whole group across the board, Jan Combs, you know, founded WhatsApp. It's us. And we have to figure out a way to win the digital battle. Amelia, we got to get our digital sneakers on so that the truth can prevail over the lies. And when we do that, the future of Israel will be stronger because a majority of all Americans will support Israel. We'll make that happen. We have to make it happen. Thank you.
So this attitude, the Jews are the masters of the universe, is this what underlies apartheid?
Well, this is what anti-Semites believe. But Zionism is a anti-Semitic ideology that believes simultaneously that there is no real place in the world for Jews. Jews can't be normal. And also that they must dominate the world in order to secure or dominate global politics in order to secure the survival of the walled off Spartan apartheid state known as Israel, which exists outside the human family while it commits genocide. And Norm Coleman is freaking out about the complete collapse of Israel's soft power, that young people in the United States and across the West are disgusted with Israel. It represents the embodiment of evil to an entire generation of young Americans that cheered at the Coachella Music Festival when the Irish band Kneecap threw up a banner reading, F Israel, Free Palestine.
Israel is a Jewish state chosen by God, what they want you to think. But it's an apartheid state. It's a genocide state. It's a Zionist state. Then you got Nancy Mace, nutcase, on display. Watch this display of the callous disregard for human lives especially the children's lives. She don't care.
I love Israel and every Jewish citizen of Israel and here in the United States.
Do you love Palestinians?
I support Israel 100%, and I hope they bomb the hell out of Hamas and wipe them off the map.
Do you love Palestinians?
Happy 4th of July.
Do you love Palestinians? Can you say that you love Palestinians? How about Palestinian Americans? Do you love them?
You didn't have your phone yesterday. What? You were
do you love Palestinian Americans?
Do they pay you to do this? Or
no,
is this like
do they pay you?
Effort?
How much money do you get from them?
I wholeheartedly support Israel. 100%.
Her support for the Israeli genocide is clear evidence that she has been bought and paid for by the Israel lobby, just like her colleague in the Senate, old Flimsy Graham. She used her position as a member of the House to air her own dirty laundry without no consequences. Mace has high ambitions. She has told many that she intends to run for the governor of the great state of South Carolina in 2026. You know, to protect us all and to fix the justice system and to, I don't know, support Israel maybe. Now, in the meantime, old Donald Trump, you know, he said, we're going to increase the DOD, the military industrial complex, military budget to $1.3 trillion for the military industrial complex. And we're spending, you know, we spent well over $1 billion bombing the damn Yemenis. Them people over yonder we ain't got no dog in that hunt over there, and we bombing the hell out of them to add to the debt so that we had to borrow more and more and more from the Federal Reserve so they can own everything and destroy the dollar and destroy the middle class because they want to get rid of me and you. And Donald Trump is helping them. Every bomb adds to the debt. Every damn bit of spending adds more to the debt. And MAGA cheers. Rebuilding the military. Please. You know, and all these people, they think taxation, they make up this bullshit. But, you know, taxation is the price you pay for a civil society and to protect us all. And to give us the justice and to help the poor. You're lying to the 6 inches in between your ears because you can't just can't even think about that. But taxation is theft, and you all know it. And then look at it now. Now, the Trump administration come out with this thing. He say that the COVID was all caused by the Chinese over there in Wuhan, and everything leaked from them and everything. And now the Chinese coming over and saying, you know what, that's not true because it's leaked from Fort Detrick, Maryland, and the United States been working on it forever and ever and ever and ever too. You know what? Both of them lying. Both of them lying pants on fire. And why is that? Because all governments lie. All governments lie. Cheat, steal, and murder. It ain't nothing but a plantation. It's a human plantation. It's run by the demon, the devil himself. And if you pledge allegiance to it, you pledge allegiance to the demonic system of the devil himself.
Most people are weak-minded. To wield real power, you must be willing to do what most consider unthinkable.
What most people consider to be unthinkable is that men like you even exist.
That's our greatest advantage.
As free people, we work together for mutual benefits. Let our love and loyalty to the plantation.
We are not free.
I ain't no slave.
They have tricked you into thinking that choosing your own master is the same as being free.
All governments is demonic. Anyway, that's what Pochot has to say to y'all today. I hope you do diligence and figure out that it don't matter who sits behind the resolute desk. They're all out to kill you and me and the Pope people first. Till next time, this is Pope Chop. See y'all later.
You can control a man for a period with brute violence, but you cannot truly own a man unless he thinks your word is law and that he must obey and is virtuous for doing so.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
This plantation will run on equality.
I've created something called Jones Plantation Credits.
We're gonna keep them up to their ears in debt.